Track 14.
We can go. I think you have learnt your lesson.
Exit Scrooge and the Ghost of Christmas Future. Scrooge appears in his bed. Scrooge wakes to the sound of church bells. He stretches.
Was it a dream? No, I have all my life ahead of me. It wasn't a dream. I feel as light as a feather. I could dance forever. I feel like a child again. Merry Christmas. How great it sounds to say that. Merry Christmas. La 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 la.
Scrooge puts on his coat as he sighs. He heads straight for Fred's house. On his way, he comes across various local people on the street.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! But surely, that isn't Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, how are you? I'm so sorry about the other day. You caught me at a bad moment. I thought about those poor orphan children. I think I will give them...
Man one and woman drop their jaws in surprise.
And regarding Christmas dinner today, buy the biggest turkey you can find in the whole of London and put it on my account. Today, Mr. Scrooge is paying.
Of course. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Man one and woman exit. Enter Fred, whistling as he walks down the street.
I do apologise, Uncle Scrooge. As you know, yesterday was Christmas Eve. And, well, I didn't sleep very well. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Bah. Let that be the last time, Fred. Come back to my office.
Uncle, I only...
I will not permit you another second working here.
But, Uncle...
For that measly amount that I pay you... Fred, from now on, you are going to earn double the amount I was paying you. No, not double. Triple.
Uncle!
And of course, you're not going to work on holidays. So, nephew, today is a holiday, isn't it? So go and enjoy Christmas with your family.
Oh, Uncle! I don't know what to say. Thank you very much.
That's it. Fred, one more thing. Your son, Tiny Tim, he's not very well, right?
Yes, he's very poorly.
I will take care of him myself. We will take him to the best doctors in the whole of London. You will see how he gets better soon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you for putting up with this old grouch for so long. And for toasting me at Christmas. I missed your Christmas Eve dinner yesterday. I was wondering if the invitation for Christmas lunch is... if it still stands.
Uncle, are you feeling okay? You're not ill, are you?
Forgive me for being so distant for so long. For not looking after my only family. If it's not too late, I'd like to be part of it.
Of course, Uncle.
They hug, but then Fred feels modest and pulls away.
Sorry.
What for?
For hugging you. It's just, I've dreamed of this for so long that...
Bah! One more thing. We have to talk business.
About your business?
No, about yours. I won't allow anyone in my family to ask for charity to publish his book. I was thinking that we could create our own publisher so that you can write whatever you want. What do you think of that?
But how did you know that I was writing a book and that I was looking for a publisher?
Son... the magic of Christmas.
Thank you very much. This is the best Christmas of my whole life.
Enter Linda and Tiny Tim.
Fred, my love, you forgot your dessert.
I won't be needing it, my dear. In the end, I'll be able to make it home to eat with you. And prepare enough food for one extra plate, because Uncle Scrooge will be joining us for dinner.
Sorry?
Yes. If there is still time, I would love to be part of this wonderful family, Linda, my dear. May I join you today for Christmas dinner? I've heard that you make fabulous turkey.
Of course you can, Uncle Scrooge.
Christmas time is wonderful. Merry Christmas, everybody!
They sing Thanks for Opening Your Heart song.